The first reading is a reading from the second book of Kings. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, he and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here. The Lord has sent me to the Jordan. As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you," Elisha replied. So the two went on together. 50 of the guild prophets followed, and when the two stopped at the Jordan, they stood facing them in the distance. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water which divided, and both crossed over to dry land. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask for whatever I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha answered, "May I receive a double portion of your spirit?" "You have asked for something that is not easy," Elijah replied. "Still, if you see me taken up from you, your wish will be granted, otherwise not." As they walked on conversing, a flaming chariot and flaming horses came between them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. When Elisha saw it happen, he cried out, my father, Israel's chariots and drivers." But when he could no longer see him, Elisha gripped his own garment and tore it in two. Then he picked up Elijah's mantle that had fallen from him and went back and stood at the bank of the Jordan. Yielding the mantle that had fallen from Elijah, Elisha struck the water in his turn and said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" When Elisha struck the water, it divided and he crossed over. The word of the Lord. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. How great is the goodness, O Lord, which you have in store for those who fear you, and which toward those you take refuge in you, you show in the sight of the children of men. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plottings of men. You screen them within your abode from the strife of tongues. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. Love the Lord, all you his faithful ones. The Lord keeps those who are constant, but more than requites those who act proudly. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you may have no recompense before your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today in the gospel, we hear Jesus say something three times. And so I think he really wants us to hear this. All three times he says, "And your Father who sees what is secret will repay you. And your Father who sees what is secret will repay you. And your Father who sees what is secret will repay you. So what does that mean for us? The biggest thing it means for us is we need to live our lives for an audience of one. What does that mean to live our lives for an audience of one? We live our lives as only the Father is watching us. The Father is looking at our hearts. He sees, no matter what's going on the outside, he sees what's going on in the inside. Huh? Again, I told you many times about years ago when I was at the Worldwide Retreat for Priests, and Sister Bridge McKenna's up there, and there's 6,000 priests from all around the world in Rome, and Sister says, "Oh, Fathers, you're all so holy. Oh, who am I to be speaking to you, setting us up, you know, to be doing this?" And she goes, "Oh, Fatherians do such great things, and everybody says wonderful things about you, but God our Father sees your heart. Father, where is your heart before God? Is it filled with anger towards your bishop? Is it filled with anger towards others? Is it filled with lust? Is it filled with judgment? Is it filled with all this stuff?" And every head just start going down, boom, 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 boom. Because she called us out. God the Father calls us out every day. "I see your heart." And so we gotta take our hearts and say, "God, I live for you and you alone. Change my heart and make it like yours." And he will. Nature knows love today and forever.